Sir Thomas Beecham was literally an aristocrat among conductors. To some critics, he was merely a talented amateur with an acid tongue. My own most vivid impression of him comes from the movie Unfaithfully Yours. Not the version with Dudley Moore, but the exhilarating Preston Sturges comedy with Rex Harrison. I don't think any film has ever used classical music with more inspired comic precision. Sturges clearly modeled Harrison's hilariously obsessive and iconoclastic Sir Alfred de Carter on Sir Thomas. When a reporter wants to know why Harrison conducts from a score, he witheringly replies, "Because I can actually read music." Edgar Kennedy plays a music-loving private eye. Harrison calls him a footpad. He effuses about Harrison's conducting. "Nobody handles Handel like you handle Handel. And you're Delius, delirious." Beecham did specialize in Handel and championed the eccentric, expatriate British composer Frederick Delius. Here's part of a live Beecham performance of Delius's atmospheric North Country sketches, recorded in real stereo in 1959, 2 years before Beecham's death, and recently issued on compact disc by the Music and Arts label. Beecham was famous for his Mozart and Haydn, but he was also admired for importing a more exotic repertory. French composers like Berlioz and Bizet, his great recordings of the Symphonie Fantastique and Carmen, are still available. Northern European composers like Grieg and Sibelius, and the Russians. Beecham's 1958 recording of Scheherazade, now on an Angel CD, is the most glamorous and exciting ever made. In 1932, he founded one of the world's great orchestras, the London Philharmonic. Many of his hand-picked players, like oboist Leon Goossens and clarinetist Reginald Kell, were distinguished soloists, and Beecham reveled in their individuality. If anything was more glorious than their ensembles, it was the solos. The London Phil was dissolved at the beginning of World War II. It's too bad none of their amazing recordings have been reissued on CD. Beecham's Peer Gynt suite, for example, not only revealed what a brilliant, evocative score this is, it's the only performance that makes me forget how I first learned it in elementary school, singing, "Morning is dawning and Peer Gynt is yawning and Grieg says get up and get out of your bed." Beecham spent most of the war years in America, then returned to England and started the Royal Philharmonic. In 1956, he recorded all the incidental music to Ibsen's play, and that's recently been reissued on an Angel CD, along with a Grieg symphonic dance and his early concert overture In Autumn. Here's some of Beecham's scintillating Anitra's Dance. Let's end with more music from the live 1959 concert, the end of the slow movement of Beethoven's Seventh Symphony. Beecham apparently never played anything the same way twice, but all his familiar trademarks are here: exhilarating rhythms, transparent textures, and a continual sense of surprise.
Thank you.